Welcome back to the chaotic offices of Tip Top Trading. Now Denise has left the company, the place is a mess, and important phone messages are being lost. What can be done to make things better? I think we know the answer.
Hi, did anyone take a message for me while I was out? I'm expecting an important call.
No.
Actually, yes, Paul. I wrote it on Tom's hand, but he washed it off.
Look, good hygiene's very important to me.
That's not very good, is it? What's wrong with writing on a piece of paper?
We've thrown out of paper and pens.
Everything, really. Nobody's ordered any stationery or tidied up the office.
It's since Denise left.
Yes, maybe I was a bit hasty getting rid of her. It was really just to save money.
Yeah, but look, if we can't take messages from possible clients, we're going to lose even more money.
Yes, I suppose you have a point. Maybe I will have to reinstate her.
You mean get her back?
Yes, Anna, he does. Another way of saying reinstate is he's got to reverse his decision. It means Paul has got to make an awkward call to Denise.
Look, Paul, you're going to have to call her and tell her you've made an error. A huge one, actually.
It wasn't that huge. Actually, Anna, you're her good friend. Would you like to call her?
Me? But I can't.
What a coward! I think it's time to stand your ground, Anna. Tell him you're the boss. I think it's better coming from you. And remind him, it was your decision, so you need to explain the situation. And remind him, this is your responsibility. You could suggest, he says, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, but we would love to have you back.
Okay. Do you know what, Paul? I think the news is better coming from you. Just to make it official.
Yeah, Paul, you are the boss after all.
And it was your decision in the first place. So you need to explain that the situation has changed.
Well, maybe you're right, but I can't tell her I'm wrong, can I?
Look, just say you're sorry. Tell her you made a mistake. And I would love to have you back. We all would.
Yes, you're right. I should do it. I'll just have a quick biscuit. Here goes.
Hello?
Hello, Denise. It's me, Paul, your boss. Your ex-boss, from Tip Top Trading.
Oh.
How are you getting on?
Well...
Good. Actually, I've been rethinking our staffing situation in the office.
Yes?
And, well, I'm sorry, Denise, I miscalculated my staffing numbers.
You mean you made a mistake?
Well, I suppose so. So, I would love to have you back in the office as soon as possible. What do you say?
Let me think about it.
What will Denise decide? It was a hard phone call for Paul to make, but not one Anna should have made, as it wasn't her mistake. She stood her ground with Paul and used the following phrases.
You're the boss, and I think the news is better coming from you. It was your decision in the first place, so you need to explain that the situation has changed. This is your responsibility.
And here is a reminder of the phrases Paul used to try and apologise.
I've been rethinking our staffing situation in the office. Sorry, I made a mistake. I miscalculated my staffing numbers. I would love to have you back in the office.
Well, okay then. I'll start back tomorrow.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so pleased. We'll get your old chair back in position.
Actually, Paul, if you want me back, I'll need a new chair and a new phone.
Okay, Denise, See you tomorrow.
And a pay rise.
So, is she coming back then?
Yes, first thing tomorrow.
That's good, because we've just had a call from Nice and Cheesy. They said nobody returned their call yesterday, and that if we don't contact them by the end of tomorrow, they'll go somewhere else for their plastic grapes.
Right, we must act, and act fast.
Let's hope they don't lose that contract. At least with Denise returning to work, things will be a little more organised, but for how long? Join us again next time on English at Work. Bye!